I wanted to talk to you because I got the news release yesterday that you are trying to take some action to help our farmers and our communities with the drought. Can you tell me a little bit about what that action is?
Absolutely. Well, I've introduced three pieces of legislation that we wanted to bring to your attention, the community's attention. And the first is Assembly Bill 1242. And this is a concept that's not new. It's one that I advocated for last session during the groundwater sustainability discussions. And it basically says that if the water board is going to take action on the flows, the in-stream flows, that can't happen in a vacuum, and that considerations have to be made about our groundwater basins. Because obviously, you know, irrigation water is the best source for groundwater recharge. And if, in fact, we're trying to protect our groundwater basins, it's ludicrous to ignore one while trying to protect or enforce regulation on the other. So it simply calls on the state to take a holistic approach to this and make sure that you're not squeezing from both ends, so to speak. The second piece of legislation is AB 1243, and this is another real common sense solution. If we're going to, as we implement the Groundwater Sustainability Act, and as revenues derived from penalties come into play, that those revenues be redirected into helping local agencies recharge the groundwater basins. So again, as we pursue the Groundwater Sustainability Act, you know, any of these penalties and revenue that's generated is then turned around and used to help folks recharge these basins that we're trying to protect. And then AB 1244, which is the final piece of legislation, simply extends, you know, sometime back a special expedited process around on-farm ponds was extended to folks in and around the Russian River watershed. And we're trying to, given, you know, the severity of the ongoing drought, we're trying to extend that same expedited process to agriculture as a whole. Just to give us more options to store water.
So you really have a keen eye on getting water back to agriculture, it sounds like.
Well, it's been my number one priority. As I'm sure you're aware, you know, I represent Merced County and Stanislaus County, right here in the heart of the Central Valley, and you know, with the number one ag region in the world, and certainly my two counties are a big part of that. But having a reliable, affordable, adequate supply of water is, you know, critical to our economy.
Are you getting much support or seeing much support on those three?
You know, obviously it's the beginning of the legislative year and we're just getting started, but I've had tremendous support feedback from my community as well as from folks all over the Central Valley. We've had great meetings with some of the other Central Valley legislators, and I know there's a host of legislation being introduced by members from, you know, Bakersfield all the way up through Stockton, and we're actually working very closely together as a delegation and as a unit to make sure that, you know, we support each other's legislation and that we fight to get some of this passed.
You know, let me ask you this: as an assemblyman, do you see that when the people in your areas get involved, maybe writing you letters or calling your office or that type of thing, is that something that really does work? Because we hear a lot of people tell farmers right now to talk to their elected officials or send them letters, let them know what you need. You know, as an elected official yourself, do you see that as being something that is effective, or is there a better way that farmers can make their voices heard?
Well, first of all, it's absolutely effective and it's important. We've got to raise the public profile of the issue so that people are aware. And frankly, you know, contacting your legislator is extraordinarily important in your area, but it's also important, you know, if possible, to bring a group, whatever organizations you're involved in, whatever ag organizations, and meet with other legislators from other parts of the state. Because part of our challenge is educating some of these members from urban areas that don't have the background or the familiarity with agriculture. And I can't understate or I can't overstate, rather, the importance of those efforts. So, you know, I would encourage and am encouraging the people, certainly in my district, to undertake these efforts And I would encourage all of your listeners to get involved with the organizations that they're members of and with their community to engage with their legislator and others. I think it's really important to the success of these efforts.
All right. So that is actually very good advice for those of us who haven't been involved in politics, that it's okay to contact the elected officials in other areas as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to tell you, last session, myself, Senator Canella, Assemblymember Salas, Bakersfield, and others spearheaded an effort to push back on the governor when he eliminated the agriculture incentive funding. In the education incentive funding was a big component of the FFA program. And this was on the chopping block in the budget. And at the beginning of the year, there were people that said, you know, you guys are not going to be able to be successful with this effort. The governor is absolutely opposed to anything that looks like a categorical funding. And we brought thousands of FFA students up to the legislature. We worked with all the local chapters. We had them meet not just with our delegation, but with legislators from all over California. And you know what? When it came time to do the budget in the summer, we got that funding restored. So, you know, that's a small example. It's an important example for our, you know, for our local communities, but it's a small example of how it can be effective, and, you know, people have to get involved.
Right. Absolutely. I want to give you the opportunity to give us any final thoughts.
Well, I just, you know, I can't emphasize enough. People know it. They're dealing with it every day. The ongoing drought, the challenges that it presents for our local communities and our economy, we have got to get some of these changes made to the Groundwater Sustainability Act and provide, you know, our farmers the tools to get through this important time. So any support for all of you listeners out there that you can provide, get involved, encourage your organizations to get involved, call your legislators, certainly contact my office if you need any additional information about the bills. And I appreciate the time to visit with you today.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I know that you're a busy guy.
Oh, thank you.